Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Tes. Shabbos daf Mem Tes. And this is one of my kids. I tell them stories before they go to sleep. I tell them Gemara stories. So they say they don't like the Hahu Gavra stories. What are Hahu Gavra stories? Those are halachic stories. They like the Agadic stories. But this is an Agadic story that has a lot of halacha related to it. The famous story of Elisha Baal Kanafayim. What does the Gemara tell us? Pamachas Gozra Malchus Romi Arisha Gzeral Yisrael. One time the Malchus, the Roman Malchus said, made a Gzeira on Am Yisrael, Shekel Aminiach Tfilin, Yinakras Mocha. Whoever wears Tfilin will be killed. And what happened? There was a man named Elisha who used to put them on. He went out to the marketplace. And somebody's an officer saw him. He ran away from him and started chasing after him. Finally, they came to a dead end, and the officer confronted him. Not Lamirosho. The Elisha took it off his head and put it into his hand. Amarlo, he says, "What's that in your hand? Show me what's in your hand." Amarlo, Kanfeyona. He says, "Wings of a dove." He opened his hands, and there were wings of a dove. The tefillin magically changed into wings of a dove. That's why he is called Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So there is major discussion on this Gemara in opposite directions. The two opposite questions. The first question we'll ask is, how did he put them on in the first place? This is not one of the big three. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Psachim tells us that there are only three averis that one has to do even if one's life is in danger. Averis that one is not allowed to do, one has to give their life, Gili Arayas, Avodazar, Shvichas Damim, murder, adultery, and incest. So this is not one of the three. So if somebody says, don't wear tefillin or I'll kill you, L'chora, you don't wear tefillin. Right? It's not more chamur than a lot of other mitzvahs, including Shabbos. So how was it that he put on tefillin? So Tosfos says two words, Shas Hashmad. Tosfos implicitly says it was a Shas Hashmad, a time of religious persecution. And as the Gemara says elsewhere, at a time of religious persecution, even Minhagim, as the Gemara says elsewhere, and Tosfos quotes it, Araksa de Masana, even if there's a way that the idolaters tie their shoes, and they're forcing the Jews to tie their shoes in that way, to identify with them, so that is a problem. So that's one easy answer, Shas Hashmad. Another answer given is that, who says that Yehareg Va'al Yavar means that you have to be killed by those big three, and by all the other Averis, Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg, who says Ya'avar is mandatory? Now, violate the mitzvah, violate the mitzvah, and don't be killed. Is that an obligation, or is that an allowance? You can violate the mitzvah. If you want to be killed too, you can be killed too. Is one allowed to volunteer one of the non-big three averis? So that is a major machlokas rishonim. Many rishonim, the Rush in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, the Smak. We'll read it from the Smak. Sefer Mitzvos Katan holds that one is allowed to volunteer. You're doing it l'shem shamayim. This is not called an inappropriate chumrah. This is not called a chassid shote. But it is appropriate. If somebody's life's in danger, they could volunteer one of the non-big three. Vishar mitzvahs bitzino yavo val yehareg im yirtze. Aval midas chasidus shalo yavar. To midas chasidus, not to violate. Ve'en lomar. And don't say me'achar shomer chachavim yavar val yehareg im yavar p'em gam damo hinei nidrash. Don't say that if, because Chazal say that you should violate, if you don't violate and you get killed, then you're chayim misa, which we'll see who says that, ki me'achar shekavanasa l'shamayim staka yechashiv lo, because your kavanah is l'shamayim, it is considered righteous. V'raya mishaul. The Sma quotes two rayas. Number one, Shaul HaMelech, Shemazar Asma Lamisi, committed suicide, which is usur. It's like Va'amar Lanaro, Pagabi, Va'isalu Bi'arelim, Shizkar L'Shem Shemayim. How can you do that? You see, if you have Kavan L'Shem Shemayim, even none. What was the Avera that they were protecting? Bizayin Ameis. Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzelem Elokim was going to be violated, Chil Hashem. But either way, he wanted to prevent that, so he gave his life for that. And Verayim Eruvida Chassid, an unusual story quoted in the Sefer Chassidim, he quotes it here, Shehizl Talmidav Shalalelech Lechupa Vebnei Listim Shabaderach, don't go to a certain wedding, because it's dangerous on the road. V'alchu Batchu Vemeshe Yadul Asker as Hashem, they said, no, we can mention Shem Hashem, and we can protect ourselves. Halchu Vizkiru Venisolo, they mentioned Shem Hashem on the way there, and they protected themselves. On the way back, Amalem, Ibatim Olam Abba, Imlo Tashuvu, below Shumas Kar Shem. And they said, they were told at the wedding, you can't do that. So on the way back, they went back without saying Shem Hashem, right? They didn't want to say Shem Hashem of Atala, and they were killed. So you see, they gave their lives for the Isra of Askar Hashem. Either way, says the Smak, that this is a voluntary mitzvah or aveira that one can one can do. And this is a discussion that comes up in a number of places. We had it actually a little bit when we discussed Rabbi Akiva at the end of Maseches Brachos, various halachic questions that come up with Rabbi Akiva. How did he give his life for teaching Torah Barabim? Right, he taught Torah Barabim, Makil Kehilos. How was that possible if it's not one of the big three? Or Netilas Yadayim, Rabbi Akiva also, the Gemara in Maseches Erevin, Adaf Chafalaf Mabez, talks about that when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, his Talmidim used to bring him water, and one time they brought him water, and it was half of it was poured out. I'll read the story. Yeshua HaGarsi used to serve him every day. He used to bring him a certain amount of water. One day the guard saw him coming in. Why do you have so much water today? Maybe you want to make the ground soft so you could dig a tunnel and escape. Again, it obviously was the same amount of water, but the guard just wanted to start trouble. He poured half of it out. And there he was only left with half. Because Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Yeshua Garsi came to Rabbi Akiva, Amar lo Yeshua, Einata yodesh zaken ani, v'chayai tluun v'chayecha, don't you know I rely on you? So where's my water? Sach lo kaloso ma'ora, he told him what happened. Amar lo tein li mayim sheto yadi, he's like, okay, fine, just give me the water, I have to do netilas shadayim. Amar lo lishto sein magiyin, lito yodecha magiyin, you need it to drink. What do you mean for netilas shadayim? Amar lo mo'es shechayav malei misa, what could I do? If somebody doesn't do netilas shadayim, so to speak, they're chayav misa. Mutav amas misa zatzmi, v'lo ever odas chavirai. I don't want to violate the words of my friends, meaning my colleagues, that said netilas shadayim is so chamor. Amar lo tom klum ha-shehevi lo mayim, v'natal yadav, mishach shamuch ha-chamim, the chamim say, ma bezik nuso kach, v'yalduso ha-kama v'kama, ma bebeis ha-surim kach, shlo beis ha-surim ha-las kama v'kama, v'chulu, and netilas shadayim. So there are many stories in Shas about seemingly voluntary areas where the Tanoim went above and beyond. Who argues on all of this? The Rambam. The Rambam cannot give this answer to the question because the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, one is not allowed to volunteer. The mitzvah of Achai Bahem overrides. The Achai Bahem v'lo Sheyamas Bahem. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in Perek Hey, right? He puts this in Yisodei HaTorah. After talking about physics and metaphysics, the first halacha the Rambam talks about are Kiddush Hashem in Perek Hey. The Rambam says, Call me Shinemar Bo Yavar Val Yehare. Whenever it says Yavar, you have to violate Vineharag Velo Avar, and you're killed anyway. Arizam is Chayab Nafshi, Chayab Misa. You can't volunteer. The Call me Shinemar Yeharag Val Yavar, Vineharag, and if anybody, any of the myths, the big three, Vineharag Velo Avar, is a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem if you give your life. Vimaya Sarbi Yisrael, and if it was there, it was in front of a minion, Hariz a Kiddush Hashem Barabim, Kidaniel, Hanania, Mishal, Vazaria, or Tzibor, at least I should say. Ukrabi Akiva Vachaderav, Veloi Maruge Malchus, Shein Maila Al Ma'alasam. There's no greater Maila. Valeim Namar, Kialecha Ragnu Kolayom, Nechshavnu Katzon, Tivcha, v'alayim nemar isfuli chasidai karsei brisi alai zelach. V'chol mi shenemar yeharei val yavar. And if anybody by the big three violates instead, v'avar, he can't stand up to the challenge. V'lo nerak har is a mechalas Hashem, it's a chil Hashem. And it was mevatel the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, but afal pikein mebnei she'avar ba'ones ein malkano, so he doesn't get punished, because it was an ones. V'ein tzarech lomar she'im ha-misanos ha-bezdin, he doesn't get malkos, he doesn't get misas bezdin, afilu harag ba'ones, she'al malkano ma-misan ala oved bertsono be'edim u-be-hasra, by avodazara, kal v'chomer, any of the others. But the Rambam says clearly that one is not allowed to volunteer any others of the big three. So again, how does the Rambam understand Elisha ba'al kinafayim? So, maybe the answer is, the Kesef Mishnah here quotes, Sover Rabbeinu, Shekshamru B'Gemara, Yavar Val Yaharek Pirish, Tzarech Lavar, Kidei Shalo Yaharek, Avo Shleimim V'chein Rabim, Sovrim, Dim Nerag Lo Avar Tzaka Dechashiv Lo, according to the language of the Smok, V'Nireh, Shemefershim Yavar Val Yaharek, Harishus B'Yado, Lavar Kidei Shalo Yaharek, because of a Nemuki Yosef, but he quotes the Nemuki Yosef, maybe this is what the Rambam holds, Da'afilu L'fi Sfaris Rabbeinu, Imhu Adam Gado V'chassid, Yare Shamayim, V'Roash Adar Paritz B'kach, if a person is a great leader of the generation, and he sees that the generation needs this act of sacrifice, Rashar Lakadesh as Hashem, he's allowed to. But Limsar Atzma, Filo Mitzvah Kala, Kadesh Yiru Aam, Vilamdu Liyira as Hashem, Ula Avo, Bechal Libam. If he sees the door needs it, so then he's allowed to. Maybe that's how the Rambam understands Elisha Baal Kanafayim. So number one, maybe it was Shas Hashmad. Number two, maybe you're allowed to volunteer. And maybe number three, Chassid and Mana Gador has different rules. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes that also in Reish Sadi Vav, among others, in Amukah Yosef there in Sanhedrin. Lamaisa, what do we paskin? So if you look, interesting, in the Trumas HaDeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes, he says, V'kol Aveir Shenemar Ben Yavar Val Yaharig, by the big three, Im Yisratze Echa Leharig, Kadesh Lavar, Ubalim Lo Chech Morin Lo. What do you tell him? Somebody has a Shaila. What are you paskin? Yera daimil satalya v'plugged the ravasas. A machlokas earlier he showed him, says the Trumas HaDeshen. Harambam kasa v'alkiya gavne shimim sarasval leharigar zim eschai benafsho. Ubagos ashri deksubis b'shei ma'arich mistapik isharia yasser. Uberash ubagos ashri b'shei rab yitzchak kasa v'dershari v'edim eschai benafsho. Ubismak kasa v'midas chasidus lehari v'olavar kiya gavnos. So the Trumas HaDeshen knew his bakiyas. Right? He knew all the marmakomos. So what do we paskin? V'haya nira. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, Hoa luplukta dravasa azlinan lakula the isser sakaris the fascist. So what does that mean? Suffik lakula. Suffik lakula by the fascist. Fascist means that you're not allowed. Not allowed? Fascist, how do you translate that? Valachora, that's what he means. Okay, the Pasuk Talmud, the Beperek Mefanin, beplukta damaroi, the suffik the fascist lahakel, the chain Pasuk Ashib Sechazim, beplukta dravasa. Amnam yesh lomar, or Hacha delini kiddush Hashem shlok pida Torah al ibn nefashos mi Yisrael va'amra m'sarat b'chal kiddush Hashem lo yafina la mishar sveika telesva mishum shim kiddush Hashem. Maybe kiddush Hashem is different, so I don't know. V'nira delafia inyin v'sharo en anu kavanaso morin lo. You got to figure out every case. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, every case is different. What we're going to paskin in these cases, but this is all number one. Number one topic is how did Elisha Bar Kanafayim give his life if it's not one of the big three. Now we get to the opposite question of, fine, whatever the question, however you answer question number one, so he did it, so you have the other question. So let's say it was Shas HaShmad. So how did he take off the tefillin? It was Shas HaShmad. Or the whole point was that he was a Gadol Hador. So why did he take off? Wouldn't that undermine? Or you're allowed to volunteer, so he was volunteering. So why didn't he give his life in the end? So that's the second question. So Tosfos says here, Tosfos says, "Via falgav tiber maskel notzlam ti amrina b'sanhedrin b'shas gdiras amalchus afilo abmisva kala yarval yavar afilo shenu yarak to the mesana asur." But Tosfos says shas hashmad, and that is why we say he did it in the first place. Hainu mishum de b'shinui araksa de misnai kovigo chavim. What is the problem? Because you're going to look like an idolater. That's when you have to give your life. The domesh emoti asmo miklal yisrael, and you're going to look like an idolater, and people are going to see you acting like an idolater. That's the problem. Aval hacha here in oseklum elashein lo tefillin berosho shachas. So you're not wearing tefillin for a minute. That doesn't look like a non-Jew. Many people, many Jews don't have tefillin. Right? We had a few months ago, we had a shiur about tefillin all day. Is that a daraisa, the rabbanon? Good idea. So Tosfos says here that, you know, there's no chiyuv. I should say no chiyuv. I should say there's a reality that many Jews aren't wearing tefillin all day, and therefore one doesn't have to worry, because the only isra of Shas HaShmad is if you look like an idolater. The Ritva also says here. The Ritva says maybe the mitzvah tefillin is only at during Kriya Shema. Once he finished the Ikra Mitzvah, that is the Ritva expanding on Tosfos. Number one. Number two, says the Ramban, says the Ritva. Maybe there's a difference between Aseis and Los Aseis. Maybe there's a difference. V'kasha asked the Ramban, Elisha chayeguf naki, lama natlan meirosho, v'bashas hashmad, yihari val yavar, hani mili, when do you say you have to give your life? Lav al mitzvahs lo sase, to violate a lo sase. That's when it's a problem. Avalim gozru levatel mitzvahs sase, vade tevatel, va'al yeharig. But not to do a mitzvah, no, Tashev al Tasa Shine, that's different. We know there are many differences between Aseis and Los Aseis, right? The Ramban in Parshas Yisro, Aseis are from Avas Hashem, Los Aseis are from Yiras Hashem, that's why Asi Docha Los Aseis. But again, Los Aseis, most of them have a punishment. Bittel Aseis generally does not have a punishment, except for two that have the Chiyuv of Kares. But other than that, there is no. So again, being Mevatel, a Mitzvah Aseis, is different than violating a Los Aseis, right? And that's even by Koach Biyad Chachamim, Lakar Dover Natorah. It's easier when it is a Bittel Aseis telling us not to shake a lulav, not to blow shofar, that's easier than telling us to violate a lo saseh. Do they have the power to do it? But kum vaseh, tell us to violate, so that is more chomer. But again, there are many differences between aseis and lo saseh. How much money, the Rama quotes in Ilchas Sukkah, how much money does one have to spend to do a mitzvah? There are limitations, right? Ad shlish. But mitzvah, the Gemara says in Baba Kama. What about a lo saseh? Give away all one's money not to do a lo saseh. That's a topic of a different shir. The differences between aseis and lo saseh. It's halachically, but here's one. Add this to the list. The Ramban, the Ritva say here that maybe only giving your life, pshas hashmad is only lo saseh, not doing a lo saseh versus a bitol aseh. The Ramban also gives another answer. Va'od. Shehen yucholun levatel al karchach she'anichu beveis asur mitvatel me'eleha. What's going to happen when we don't do a lo saseh and the person is killed instead of that? So great, not great, but great because the aver wasn't done. The aver wasn't done, and by being killed, he prevented the aver from being done. But when it comes to a mitzvah, what are you going to do? You're going to be most nefesh for the mitzvah, so then he's going to kill you, or I'll take away your tefillin and you won't be able to do it anyway. So it's not going to accomplish anything, says the Ramban. The idea of Yeharig Val Yavar is only where by doing that, by giving one's life, they're preventing the problem. They're preventing the aveir from being done. It's connected to the second answer, but he has it as a va'od. But if the mitzvah is not going to be done anyway, then it is not a kiyum to be moser nefesh in that case. Diavagav shaya menichon, shema yasavar shalo yiruhu adam, o shaya moser atzmo lamisa, shalo levado me'elav achla shamayim, v'ashayu bakach v'inim eschayi v'nafsho, relating to the earlier question. But that's the Ramban's second answer, and that's also quoted by Rabbeinu Kreskes and Maseches Ketubos and others. Another answer given is that if I try to find some technical answers with some of the Achronim discussed, the Masifta quotes, maybe his das wasn't miyusheves alav, and according to the Rambam, at that point there's no mitzvah of tefillin. Maybe there's other technical ways that you could get out of it. But either way, this is the story of Elisha Bal Kanafayim and Yehar Bal Yavar. It's interesting that the Gemara quotes the language of if your meniach tefillin yinakru es mocho. So mocho sounds like his brain, maybe because that's the tefillin shal rosh. Some say the gzera was only on that. But the language of head reminds us a little bit, maybe, just to have one thought about tefillin, of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara talks about a karkafta de lomanach tefillin. Somebody who doesn't wear tefillin is called a poshe Yisrael begufan. But the language of the Gemara is karkafta, a skull. Reminds us of this Gemara, mocha, because the tefillin is on the skull. But maybe it's even a little deeper on related to that. What's the deeper? Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, part of a larger shir. We'll just mention it now, and that is there are two types of berachas hamitzvah. Right, we think there are three types of brachas, berachas hamitzvah, berachas shalach v'hodah, and berachas hanenin. But even within berachas hamitzvah, there are two types. There's a berachas hamitzvah and a maisa hamitzvah. That is, most of the time, a bracha and a maisa hamitzvah, shaking a lulav, blowing shofar, and reading the Megillah. But once in a while, there's also a bracha on a chalos hamitzvah, on a new status that the mitzvah achieves. And as a recognition of that new status, so that is why we make a bracha as a recognition. So by mila, there's a bracha of ala mila, which is a bracha on the maisa mitzvah of mila, and then there's a bracha of lachniso, which is on the chalos hamitzvah of mila, that he is a mahu. By marriage, there's a mitzvah, there's one bracha. Why some get one, some get two, that's a good question, but a marriage has a fancy bracha. V'tzivan al harayas v'aslam sarusos. So assuming that's a berachas hamitzvah, like the Rambam assumes, what type of mitzvah, what type of bracha is it? It's unusual. So maybe it's a bracha on the chalos hamitzvah of kiddushin, now that there is an eishes ish. So suggested Rav Soloveitchik, so too by tefillin there's a chalos. Because the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Tefillin that when a person wears tefillin, he's an anav, he's yarei, he's not pulled to schok and sicha v'tela. And he's a different person. Where does the Rambam get that from? Because maybe from these Gemaras, because karkafta de lomanach tefillin, it's a chalos, it's a head. Or our Gemara, like if you don't wear tefillin, if they were so upset, you're not going to wear mocho. It's connected to the head. And maybe all of it is based on the Gemara. The Maritz Chaya says at the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachas, so where the Gemara says that one, I think it was Abaya and Rabbah, Rabbah saw Abaya that he was having a little levity, he was joking around, and he says, no, what's going on? Why are you joking around? He says, don't worry about it, I'm wearing tefillin. He says, what does that mean? Don't worry about it, I'm wearing tefillin. If you're having too much levity, so then, you know, it's a problem. So the Maritz Chaya says there, this is where the Rambam gets it from. If somebody's wearing tefillin, it's a guard. It's a uniform. And it's something that one doesn't have to worry about then because he's a different person. So maybe that's alluded to in these Gemaras as well of Karkafta and that's the two brachas. I didn't emphasize those are the two brachas. The bracha of Lahaniach Tefillin and the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Lahaniach is on the Ma'isa Mitzvah Tefillin and Al Mitzvahs is on the Chalos HaMitzvah of Tefillin. Again, what about Sfaradim who don't always say two brachas? Only if there's a Sicha B'neim. This is at least according to the Ashkenazic custom of having two brachas on Tefillin. Right? This helps us out. Again, why some mitzvos have a bracha on the Ma'isa and the bracha on the Chalos, and some only have one bracha and it's on the Chalos? You know, that's a question. Tevila also might be a bracha on the chalos. Al hatfila, shchita may be a bracha on the chalos. Erev tchumin might be a bracha on the chalos. All of those have some effect that kicks in by the mitzvah, and therefore those might be viewed as a bracha on a chalos hamitzvah. Anyway, this is Shabbos Memtes, and it is all about Elisha Balkanafayim and how he wore tefillin b'shas mesiras nefesh.